Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So we have a rather personal encounter between Peter and Jesus today, and the question is asked, who do you say that I am? And I want you all to take a moment now, and I want you to imagine yourself standing face to face with Jesus. And I want him to look you in the eye and ask you this question, who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you? That's a very personal, not a confrontation, that's too strong of a word, but it's a personal encounter. Who do you say that I am? You might draw on one of the things that you've heard about him. I am the way and the true and the life. You might say that. You might say you are the good shepherd. You might remember that he said, I am the bread of life. And when you approach our Lord in prayer, who is he? Is he a friend? Savior? Is he your guide in life? Is he the rule giver? In the gospel, we get to know Jesus. We learn about our Lord. But really getting to know him is a personal experience. To know Jesus, who is he? In this encounter that we read about in the gospel today, it is Peter who is, if you will, has the opportunity to shine. It is Peter who stands before our Lord face to face and hears this question in real time. It is Peter who is going to get to answer, and his answer is going to be written down. It was read for us today. The pressure's on. What's his answer? You remember what his answer was? You are the Christ. You are the Christ. The anointed one. It is an accurate answer. It is a correct answer. The anointed one, the one they have been waiting for. He is chosen. He is the destined one. He is the one sealed and set apart. Come by the Holy Spirit to do a great work. And Peter knows that, and that's what he says. It's an accurate answer, but it's not the whole answer. Because Peter doesn't know the full scope of Jesus' mission, the great mission that Jesus is also the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Did anybody answer that? The Lamb of God. You know, Sunday after Sunday, I hold the host up before you and I say, behold the Lamb of God, a Lamb of sacrifice. And this is what Peter doesn't understand. They thought, the disciples thought, the apostles thought that the Christ would be chosen, anointed, destined, set apart. He would come and rescue them from their earthly struggles. He would rescue them from governments and foreigners and generally people and circumstances that they didn't like. He would set things right in the world. And that's what they expected out of Jesus for themselves. But it wasn't the whole answer. And so our Lord is beginning to give a little more depth to who he is. He began to teach them and say that I must suffer greatly and be rejected and killed. And Jesus makes this clear to Peter. And what was Peter's response? That's not what I'm expecting, Jesus. That's not what I want. So Peter took him aside. I'm quoting the gospel. You can just imagine Peter kind of grabbing our Lord's arm and saying, come walk over here with me. Peter's probably much older than Jesus. Jesus is only 33. Peter's probably 50. Peter takes him aside and begins to rebuke him. And at this, Jesus turned around and looked at the rest of the disciples, and he rebuked Peter right back. And he said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Jesus mentioned suffering and rejection and death, and it was not an appealing mission. And Peter did not appreciate it. But Peter missed something that Jesus said, and you and I might have missed it as well. Because Jesus went on to say, rejection and suffering and death, but to rise after 3 days. Did you get that part? The rejection first, and then the resurrection. The suffering first, and then the new life. The sacrifice, and then the reward. Peter was so taken aback by Jesus' mission to suffer greatly. He was so surprised that he argued with him and tried to tell him, "I know better. Who is Jesus?" Jesus is the Lord, the giver of life, the Savior, the friend. Who is Satan? Satan is the stumbling block, the liar, and the murderer. Jesus calls Peter Satan. In today's gospel, our Lord speaks honestly and clearly about the difficulty of fulfilling his mission. Peter, in his human thinking, admonishes Jesus and tells him, "Escape from your suffering. Get away from this difficulty." I think maybe Peter was thinking about himself a little bit too. The gospel tells us about the power of temptation, the power of evil, that even great people, even people walking side by side with Jesus, even people that our Lord speaks to face to face, can get it so wrong that they do the work of Satan and become a voice of temptation. And we never need to forget this truth. This is an example to us in our earthly life that we will be exposed to the temptation of Satan. Jesus mentions Satan because he wants to put all of our attention on this very real, yet perhaps invisible reality. Jesus wants us to know of this personal evil, that Satan exists and that he can affect our thinking, he can affect our actions, and that no one, not even the first pope, not even Peter, not even Father Mike or Deacon Thomas, is immune from that voice of temptation. Peter says, "Do not take up your cross." Jesus says what? "You must take up your cross." To take up one's cross, to make a sacrifice. When you hear the word sacrifice, what do you hear? I hope you don't hear throwing something away or some painful thing that's just for nothing. When we Christians speak about sacrifice, we have to hear the word sacred in sacrifice. When we make a sacrifice, we take something for ourselves and we give it to God, and giving it to God, it becomes sacred. It is not throwing something away, it's handing something up to God. And so our Lord Jesus says, "I'm going to make a sacrifice of my life." And he tells all of us that we must make sacrifices of our lives to take up our cross, that we are going to face very real and very difficult circumstances, that we are going to have temptations in our lives. And sometimes the voice of people even close to us might not be the right voice. I know a girl, I'll call her Tina. She's not a girl anymore, she's a young woman now, raised by a mother and father. Many thought her mother was a holy and devout woman. But Tina struggled in her relationship with her mom, because she thought she was a bit of a hypocrite. Tina grew up and became an adult and moved out and had a family of her own. She had two children, And then she became pregnant again. It was a difficult pregnancy. And the doctor said he was afraid that this child was going to have a birth defect and said you should consider an abortion. I asked you, what did you do? You can only imagine how difficult. Some of you know how difficult that conversation is. She thought about it. She prayed about it. She mentioned it to her mom. Her mom was the loudest voice encouraging her to have an abortion. I asked Tina, what did you say? She said, I quoted the gospel. Get behind me, Satan. Tina picked up her cross, trusted, and embraced sacrifice. I lost touch with Tina, but recently somebody told me, who knows her, that this third child is now completely healthy. You know, it might not have turned out that way. It might have had a severe handicap, and that might have been what the mother or the grandmother was trying to protect herself from. But Tina picked up her cross and followed our Lord. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. At this, Jesus turned around and looked at the disciples and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." And he summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will find it." So who is Jesus to you? The Lamb of God who gives up his life and takes away the sins of the world, who calls us to follow him, who calls us into partnership in his ministry and his mission. Like Peter, all of us are growing in our appreciation of who Jesus is. Let us imagine ourselves again standing before our Lord and hearing asking us, "Who do you say that I am?"